Yes, indeed. It is very, very nearly 5:45 on a Wednesday, which means it is time for News from the VU, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station and in the greater listening community. We are joined tonight, as we often are, by station manager Gil Cardone. Hello, Gil.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
And tonight we are also joined for the first time ever by Rose Flores Medlock, who is a member of the KBOO Board of Directors. Hello, Rose.
Hello.
Welcome to News from the VU. Excellent to have you here. So, Aaron, why don't you start?
All right. Well, Rose, why don't you tell us a little bit about what brought you to KBOO and how long and in what capacities you've been involved with the KBOO community?
Sure. So I was a KBOO supporter long before becoming a board member last September. So it's been almost a year now. And, you know, at the time I was, of course, informed about current events, politics and so forth. But I became sort of increasingly alarmed as the election progressed and realized that I just needed to devote more of my time to activism and really being part of a solution. So KBOO has definitely been a piece of that effort for me.
And you a Portland native, Rose?
I am not.
Oh, where are you from?
I'm from the Los Angeles area, from Pasadena, California.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Southern Cal.
Yep.
All are welcome here. You got a sheepish look when he asked you that.
Well, yeah, actually, with recent events, I suppose, yeah, you would feel a little hesitant to admit California-ism nowadays.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you do kind of run into people who, you know, are not always very nice or kind to find out that you're not a native Oregonian, but you know, takes all kinds. And I grew up on Pacifica Radio listening to KPFK, and you know, when I moved here in I guess 2009, you know, it was a time to look for that kind of replacement, and KBOO totally stepped up.
Yeah, so what was it about KBOO in particular, or really the serving on the board of KBOO in particular, that you felt was a way to sort of resist against what's going on in the country now?
I guess it was a lot of different things, but, you know, at the time, I mean, I was a big Bernie fan, and so, you know, particularly when the election was whittled down to Trump and Clinton, it was, you know, just sort of, I think, a wake-up call for a lot of people, right? And I was one of those people who kind of realized, you know, that what I had been doing wasn't enough. Clearly, it wasn't enough. And because it takes a big effort and a lot of community members to come together and, you know, be stronger as a group, I thought, well, I just, you know, I have to go to an institution that had existed for a long time that had sort of strengthened numbers already. And given the fact that, you know, I started my professional career in media as a journalist, KBOO just seemed like a natural place to go and to start building relationships with folks and, you know, really hit the pavement and do some work.
So let me ask a question that's purely out of my own ignorance. What the heck does the board do?
The board does a lot. I think, you know, sort of one of the biggest functions that it serves is as a support for not just the station co-managers, but really for the station as a whole. I mean, anybody, you know, can show up at a board meeting and contribute some sort of public comment. And you know, we hear everybody, we listen to everybody, we're sort of a sounding board, and we're definitely a group of diverse folks that have just a wide range of experience doing a number of different things. I'm always so impressed by everybody else who's on the board. So I think, you know, our biggest function is support, really, just in any way, shape, or form. I think we're going to talk about committees in a little bit, and it's really through those committees that the board members also serve on, and in fact are required, I believe, to serve on at least one, that we do a lot of sort of more in the weeds kind of work.
Yeah, I actually was also myself on the board for a while before I joined staff, which is a really fantastic experience. And as Rose mentioned, there are several committees that, you know, we can join, whether it's one or two or three. I myself was on the events committee. There's personal governance, right? What else is there?
There are, I was looking this up actually earlier today to refresh my memory because there are so many committees, but we have 9 committees. We have development, engineering, events, finance, governance / personnel. It's one committee, membership engagement, nominating, programming advisory, and also the strategic plan work group. So there's sort of something for everybody, you know, if you're part of the board. But you can also, as a KBOO member, I believe you can serve on any one of the committees as well.
And which committees are you yourself on?
I am part of 2 committees. I'm on the nominating committee and the governance personnel committee.
What do those do?
Well, that's a good question. Nominating committee is it's sort of an ad hoc committee. It's actually one of the 2 committees, I believe, that are ad hoc, if I'm getting this correct. The strategic plan work group is the other one. But nominating sort of oversees all of the efforts to fill any board vacancies, which we will definitely get into, I think, in a minute. The committee also presents the nominations to KBOO members at the annual meeting, and it addresses any issues with, you know, things like inactive board members or what have you. And then the Governance Personnel Committee advises the board on all topics related to personnel policies and practices.
Does our board always have the same number of people on it, or does it fluctuate over time?
It fluctuates depending on, you know, the number of folks that might step down for one reason or another. It all depends, you know, on what's going on in people's lives. But I believe we always try to have 12.
12, yes. We definitely need a quorum of 7 people to vote on any policies that are on the agenda. And then, of course, the term is 3 years once you join. So, and it's staggered. So, you know, somebody's 3 years may be ending this month. Another folks, you know, different months. So I think Rose will also mention what we have coming up for the board seats.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in just a minute, because I know there are some seats opening up in September. But can you give us a sense first of what kind of a time commitment is this?
It is a really big time commitment. And I did want to sort of start by saying that first and foremost, anyone who serves on the board of directors is definitely not participating in sort of an armchair volunteer experience. I mean, this is hard work, and it is a requirement of, I believe, about 15 hours a month, you know, which can be kind of time consuming for a lot of folks, especially depending on, you know, where you're coming from for the meetings, both for the board meetings, the monthly board meetings, as well as the committee meetings, because as we discussed, you have to be on at least one committee as a board member. And I don't want to scare folks away by any means, but it is an important and serious commitment that does require, you know, time and energy. So, you know, we've got the requirement to serve on at least one standing committee, and every September, board members attend the annual foundation meeting, and then also sometime in the fall, we also participate in a board retreat. It's usually in October or November, I believe, just depending.
Sounds like fun. What was the last one?
Well, actually, I couldn't make the last one, but most board members were there, and it was only about a 4 or 5 hour retreat. So, I mean, you know, it's not an entire weekend. It doesn't take that much time, relatively speaking. Of course, as members of KBOO, we also contribute to the membership drives in a variety of ways. We'll help pitch, which, obviously, as you all know, is going on air to encourage folks to donate and give the information about how you can go about doing that. We might answer phones in the station, send thank you gifts to donors. I believe a lot of the board members have their own radio shows as well, or, you know, volunteer to serve on like the engineering committee or something like that. And I did make a note of this URL for anyone who's interested in just general volunteer work. You can go to kboo.fm/get-involved-volunteer to find out about opportunities besides the board.
So what I'm hearing is that the board is not some star chamber that meets in secret and makes decisions via fiat from on high. They actually roll up their sleeves and get stuff done here at the station that needs to get done.
Absolutely.
It's true, because as Rose mentioned, you know, the board members themselves are volunteers. So this is another way, a little bit more in depth, to get involved with the community. So also, you know, Rose mentioned that some are programmers, some help in different departments, membership, programming, what have you, the news, you know. So it's another way, it's another facet. If you're really interested in the governance of a nonprofit, or, you know, sorting out or creating policies and procedures to help the organization run smoothly, it's a really great opportunity.
And what else can you, either of you, tell us about the application process?
Sure. Do you want to take this one again?
Oh, sure. Well, we actually have, as we mentioned, 4 seats coming up that will be opening in September. And we have an application process for anybody out there who's listening. If you are interested, there's an application you can download from the website. And I'll just briefly mention what that link is. It's basically kbu.fm/blog, B-L-O-G, /58850. Or you could go to the top page, and we have a little search box. And in the search box, you just type run for the KBU board. And it has, once it'll take you to the page where all the info is. The application is a downloadable PDF. And there's also a quote-unquote, I'm making air quotes, job description for each member of the board. That way you have a little bit more insight and background of the expectations of each board member. And how did you apply, Rose? How did you find out about it?
I found out about it on the website, and I submitted my application electronically. I just emailed it. It was easy to complete most of the application. I would also point out that part of the application includes a 500-word statement that applicants need to complete. It sounds maybe like a lot, but you know, if you just sort of write about why you're interested in the board and what it would mean to you, I think that gets you to 500 pretty quickly.
Yeah, 500 words is, it turns out, not very much. It's 4 tweets. You know, you're there.
So you've been on the board, Rose, for a little over a year now, you said?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. So could you tell us about what kind of skills you've gained from your time on the board?
That's actually a really good question. One skill that I gained recently was unexpected. As part of serving on the Governance Personnel Committee, we sort of found ourselves in this place where we had to revise the a portion of the volunteer handbook that related to grievance policies. It was, you know, just a little bit outdated. It didn't quite serve the needs of the current group of folks that volunteer here at KBU. And so, you know, sort of together with the other folks on the committee, we drafted a policy that we are still working on now. But, you know, it's sort of been a big collaboration. It's not a new skill to say that that you can communicate in very specific ways with folks, at least not for me. I mean, I already, you know, sort of had the skills necessary to actually be able to do the work, but they certainly evolved. It's a different type of communication when you're working with people to create, you know, somewhat of a sensitive policy. Or, you know, it can be at times, and just the group that we currently have on the committee is very dedicated, you know, to making this work, of course. And so we've kind of gone back and forth on a few drafts, and you have to present policies to the board members for review, and it's just a lot of input from a lot of folks. So it's a lot of gathering of notes and comments and feedback and things like that, and just iterating.
We've only got about a minute left. Has there been anything that has surprised you since you joined the board, that where you walked in and something happened or you've experienced something that just didn't meet your expectations at all?
No.
Good, I suppose, yeah.
That's you provide us with a lot of great information and insights, Rose. Thank you very much from the board members' perspective. I just want to mention again, any folks out there interested in applying to the board, the deadline is July 9th, 2017. That's right, 4 days from now. Again, you can go to our website, kbu.fm, blog F8850, or you can come on into the station in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and pick up an application. Or you can send an email to boardapplication@kboo.org. And then if you do decide to send in the application by email or come into the station, you can put attention to Catherine Garcia, who's also on the board. Remember, that's July 9th, 2017. Applications are due for our 4 seats that are opening up.
Well, that is all the time we have. Gil, Rose, thank you so much for joining us today. And good luck finding good folks to serve on the board with you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next is Kitchen Table Conversation. Also, stay tuned at 7 p.m. for Keeping It Real. This is the first Wednesday, so here are a couple of treats. Start with Kitchen Table Conversations. Stay tuned.
Liberation Literacy is a racial justice reading group at Columbia River Correctional Institution in Portland.
We are students of revolutionary politics that have long been forgotten. The Harriet Tubmans, the Nat Turners, the Angela Davises, and the Malcolm X's, who recognized the systemic injustice in our country and saw themselves as active agents in fighting for change.
We meet weekly to discuss and reimagine the relationship between incarceration, our community, and ourselves.
Tune in to Prison Pipeline on July 10th to hear our discussion with National Book Award winner, historian Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, about his book, Stamped from the Beginning.
That's Prison Pipeline, July 10th at 6:30 p.m.